Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is a longtime friend who is a genius when it comes to marketing. Marketing restaurants, service sector, businesses, whatever it happens to be. And I've known Phil K. James from Good Milkshake for years. And as a matter of fact, Phil, you were a regular contributor to the Business News Hour back in the day.
We used to have our own little regular segment, right?
Yeah. Marketing for Business, right, I think is what it's called. And then you get busy and I get busy. And
then the pandemic happens and all that stuff.
The pandemic.
Yeah, right.
We use that as an excuse for everything.
Don't we?
So I just, when I sat down behind the microphone today, I thought we were going to have a much different discussion than what we're going to have. And you just shocked me with what it is you're doing.
Yeah, I really haven't let the cat out of the bag too much about what I'm up to. And the reason is it's just in sort of testing mode, and it's gathering steam. The restaurants that I'm using are absolutely loving it. And I've really found that this could be used for almost any business out there.
So. One of the hardest jobs, one of the hardest businesses to break in is the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. And you know that perhaps better than anybody. You had a restaurant.
Sure.
You've helped numerous restaurants
right.
gain traction. And that's a difficult job.
Mm-hmm.
But people still say, I'm going to do this.
Margins are so thin. The margins are so thin, and it's one of those things. Especially when you're hiring people. People know how difficult it is to find good people. You're dealing with people that have weird schedules. They might have families. They might have all sorts of things. And then on top of that, real estate is expensive. You know, and finding a space that's perfect for you, it's absolutely. You know, one of the most difficult things you could do with your life, and I don't know why anybody does it, but the ones that do it well are my heroes.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And you're out there helping them become better restaurateurs or better service organizations.
Right. I help them find more customers. That's number one thing I do.
Now everybody says that, Phil.
Right. Well, I do it. You know, you have to be able to measure it. You have to be able to time it right. You have to make sure that your ads are syncing up with the brand and the type of things that they offer to the public. Make sure that you're honest and open with the public. Make sure that you're responsive, and making sure that you're really finding ways to deeply impact their world, because
yeah.
you know it takes a lot of time and effort to bring a new customer in, and once you get them in the door. You really have to make sure that you're setting it, you know, really nailing them down for life.
Right. And so important. Mm-hmm. Everybody understands. I think everybody understands. Well, maybe they don't understand, mm-hmm. but it's far more expensive to get a new customer in the door than what it is retain those customers.
It's something like 27 times more expensive to find a brand new customer than it is to retain one. And so, you know, one of the things that you really need to do is by locking them in is obviously paying attention to online reviews.
Right.
And that's one of the main things that we do here that I've really sort of shifted a little bit of my focus. And I don't know why it took me so long. I've always paid attention
sure.
to these sort of things, but I've never really focused a lot of my attention on what it means to be there and be present in online reviews.
When you talk about online reviews, I'm not much of an online review person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll leave them,
right.
but I don't necessarily look for them.
Mm-hmm.
My bride, however, everything that she buys, she checks the reviews.
Of course.
Everything she buys. And so she'll say to me, oh, we've got to get this self-weasel winding torque inducer because it's got five-star reviews on it. So,
right.
Okay, well, whatever. But more and more, people are out there, apparently, checking those reviews. Restaurants, service sectors, plumbers, electricians, real estate people.
Well, you and I know this better than anybody, is that, and I say this lovingly, between friends, is that marketers and advertisers, bend the truth a little bit about their product.
You know, a little mendacity.
We're trying to shine up that turd a little bit, right?
Right.
So, at the same time, you know, you have to have there's something that's shifted in about the last 10, 15 years, and that if I have something happening in my business, I want a real honest opinion from somebody. So if Georgie goes out and searches for a product, you know that she's going to look at those 4-star reviews, those 3-star reviews, and see, you know, what did somebody, you know, have a problem with in that. And not only that, but how does that business respond to that review? It's not enough to just gather reviews. It's how, you know, you and I look at it, if somebody's leaving a negative review, if they're going to treat them as a human being, if they're going to treat them as somebody that actually cares enough to say, you know what, I'm going to make this
right
for you.
Yeah, you've got to respond.
Yeah.
To the negative and to the positive.
Right.
So let's drill down a little bit. Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen, from Good Milkshake. That's the name of his company. And how did that name come around?
Well, a long time ago, when my now 15-year-old was 2, he and I were talking about, you know, I was trying to figure out a name for my company, and I said, "So, what's your favorite food?" And he's 2. Yeah. He said pizza. I said, "Well, I can't name my business pizza." I said, "What else do you like to eat?" I said, "Milkshakes. Milkshake, good." So I'm like, "Okay, that's gonna stick." It's better than anything else I've come up with.
There you go, Good Milkshake, and rememberable.
Yeah, memorable. Right?
Yeah, very.
Right? Everybody likes a good milkshake.
Absolutely. So, let's talk about this card program that you have going on now. And folks, I want you to pay attention. If you are in the business of business, this is something that is going to transform the way you utilize Google, for example, to rate higher and get more customers.
So I came across this, NPC technology, which basically, whenever you go into a restaurant and you want to tap something to pay.
Yes.
Can you imagine you pull out your credit card, you need to tap to pay? Well, I found this card that that was basically able to go to a website, basically tap on your phone. You take this card that's the size of a normal credit card, you tap your phone, and it goes directly to the review site for that business. So, for example, you could do it for Google, you could do it for Yelp, you could do it for Facebook if you want to. You tap that, and you immediately leave that business a rating. Now, ideally, you're talking to these clients or these customers, and you say, "Hey, how was your meal? How was everything?" And they rave about it. Imagine you have 4 people sitting at a table raving about it. Margaritas were great. Chips came out on time. You know, the fajitas were sizzling. I loved it. Everything about it was wonderful. The dessert, great. After dinner drinks, great. Loved it. So, you know what would
do
it?
And now the server
right.
says the magic words.
Right. So something's triggering in that server's mind. So, you know, would do us a real enormous favor. We're just getting going here. Would you like to leave a 5-star review for us? I got this little card. So you pull out the card and you tap their phone, and it immediately goes to their Google review page for that business. You can leave them a 5-star review and leave them a comment about how that experience was. And what we've noticed, you know, I have one restaurant that Michael here lovingly referred to me.
Well, yeah, this guy calls me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story. The guy calls me. He says, "We're looking for an advertising agency to help our restaurant." And I was honest with him. I said, "Well, you know, we don't do restaurants, but I got a guy who does do restaurants." So I hooked him up with you, and that story now?
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. Well, and, you know, back at the beginning of January, I got him a few of these cards. And, in fact, I only had one card to start. And I gave him one of these cards, and he started doing it. He started getting about 100 reviews in the first month. So I gave him a bunch more. And now they're up to a little over 300 reviews, extra 5-star reviews, in just the first month, or first 3 months. And so what that's done for them is you get somebody that has a 4.9 review lined up in a Google search. If I search for Mexican restaurants in so-and-so area, that's going to show up in the top 3 reviews. And if somebody is right next to them, has a 4.9 review rating, and then one right next to the one just a few miles away is a 4.4, you're going to go to that 4.9 with all things being equal, you know, price, you know, distance away from your house, you know, how far you have to travel. You're going to try them out. And not only that, but, you know, what this system does is it allows them to give, it creates a card that is, it creates a little JPEG image, a little digital image that is posted directly to their Google page. And it could be also posted to their Facebook page, Twitter pages.
Wherever.
Obviously, you know, Instagram, wherever they want to go. And it lets the world know that so-and-so, that Michael left a five-star review. So it's a really wonderful way to boost your rankings and also let the world know that, hey, there are lots of people in this area that really love this business.
Okay, so we're going to kind of take a left turn here for a moment. We've been talking about restaurants, but as you indicated to me off mic, this is really a great opportunity for almost any business. Talk to me about plumbers, electricians, absolutely, real estate people.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you're a plumber and you have a great service call, and somebody comes to you and says, you know, you're wonderful, thanks so much, I really appreciate you saving me all this money. You know, it would really do me a lot of good here. Your plumber pulls out a little card and taps your phone. Give me five-star review. You and the wife and maybe even the kid that has a phone, you can get 3 5-star reviews right in a row. Now, I know how much money some of these plumbers and some of these service people, electricians, HVAC,
oh, yeah,
I know how much money they spend on advertising.
Tons.
It's incredible. You see all these TV ad campaigns. You see all these digital campaigns. And they're spending, you know, all sorts of money on print. You know how much money they spend on print.
Oh, yeah.
That's
your
world. So I'm not saying they should stop that.
Thank you.
But what I'm saying is, you know, you have this online reputation is an enormous part of their business. Search engine optimization is what people go to. When I'm searching for an electrician, I might go to a couple friends. But if somebody, you know, doesn't really come through for me, my second choice is Google. You know, I'm going to search for electrician in my area, and I'm going to go to the top 3 ones, and I'm going to look at the reviews. I'm going to be Georgie for a second, and I'm going to look at those reviews. This electrician did a wonderful job for us. And if it looks and seems genuine, it's not canned, it's not coming from a bot, right? That these reviews,
these are real people leaving.
These are real people leaving reviews. It's not just, I'm not paying somebody in another part of the world to leave 5-star reviews on your page.
These are actual customers.
These are actual customers, and that is enormously valuable. I think you ask any business owner what a 5-star review, like how much money is that worth to them? Well, it's you're telling your neighbors that you are you're a business that cares enough. And
you deliver superior service.
Wonderful service.
Yeah.
And you follow, and not only that, but like are you following up with those reviews? Are you thanking them for those?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I had a good friend who had a restaurant, and he's no longer in the restaurant business, but it was a wonderful place on the south side of Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And but he would constantly say, you know, these Yelp reviews are killing me.
Yeah.
You know, because somebody had a negative experience.
No, imagine if you had 100 real customers come into your business and leave you 5 stars, and then you have one person that leaves a negative review. What's that worth to you?
Right.
It's like, you know, you have so if I'm looking at reviews and I say, oh, there's just somebody that had a bad day. Great. I mean, everybody has a bad day in the restaurant business, and you're going to get negative reviews that way. But what if I had one negative review and 100 others to balance it out? Right now, that's a 4.9 rating on Google. That's huge if you're a restaurant.
Wow. Phil James, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. His company is called Good Milkshake, and yes, we will have links to that on the radio blog. Now, we've been kind of talking about Central Iowa, mm-hmm, and your business, but this form of helping to create positive reviews is global. You can do this anywhere.
This is it's unbelievable. Like, you know, imagine if you're traveling in Italy, and let's say, I'm not saying this is going to happen to me, but let's say I am. My wife and I decided to go to Italy one day, and I'm looking for a restaurant that is speaks English,
right?
And maybe they, you know, they have a really authentic, you know, Neapolitan pizza, and you know. But I'm going to look at the Google reviews. I might go to TripAdvisor. I might go to another site like that. But it's definitely global. This is something that could happen and should happen for every business. Should be paying at least a couple minutes per week on figuring out how they can rank higher on Google.
Now, one of the things you've just done is you've given your competition an idea.
Please do it. Isn't that great?
Yeah, right?
Don't you want to? I want everyone out there to start doing something like this because, number one, I don't think they're going to put in the effort to do it. And I don't think they have the same system that I would anyway. But if they figure it out, great. Because we want more businesses. We want more restaurants to be out there asking for reviews. We want them because it makes their business better. If they get, you know, a negative review, I welcome those things.
Because that allows not only feedback from mm-hmm. the owner of whatever the business is,
right.
but it assuages some of that anger sometimes because people are going, wow, they thought enough to get back to me even though I gave them a one star.
Yes, it definitely deflects some of that negative yeah. energy, and that's fine. Don't we want that? I want somebody to tell me if my omelet was cold.
Right.
If I'm an owner of a business, I'm going to go out of my way to make sure that I get that right for that customer for their next visit.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, which reminds me, I just had that experience where I was at a restaurant someplace, and I can't remember where it was yeah. or why, but the food that came out was not up to par.
Okay.
Yes, I informed the server, who right. was very apologetic.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah. They didn't take care of it or anything?
No, they didn't.
Okay. You know, okay.
And again, so what you said in the opening line, Phil, is that it's very difficult to get servers, people, whoever the worker is, whatever business it is, to actually care
right,
about
right.
their job and
sure.
who they're working for.
I want them to care.
Right. So we talked about the cards, the magic mm-hmm. cards that you have, which right. I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
And the servers or whatever is the plumber or the electrician or the
sure.
real estate person has one of these, and they do a great job.
Just keep it in your wallet.
Yeah. Would you mind leaving us a positive review on mm-hmm. this? Boom. Click. Bang. We're
yeah,
done.
Yeah. 5 stars.
Okay. There are some other things that you do mm-hmm. with Good Milkshake. And one of those is create content. What kind of content are you talking about?
Well, I create content for restaurants specifically. And what I do is every day I try to do things that are in the best interest of the brand of the business. So, for example, let's say somebody is trying to get more business or their number one customer is couples. They come in. They might spend, you know, a pretty good deal of money, usually for a special occasion, maybe just date night or something like that. So I might create a video content and also images around that I will post throughout the week to sort of let people know that it's a great place for date night. Now, on top of that, if a business isn't spending money on the Facebook platform, if they're lucky enough to get enormous amounts of views on things and engagement, good for you. I'm all for that. Try to get as much natural, organic engagement as you can get. But I don't take that for granted. I want to make sure that those restaurants are taking $1 per day and spending that on advertising for 1 mile outside of their business. So what
because
I'm
you can geolocate all of
right,
this.
Right, right. And what's so great about the Facebook algorithm now, the ads algorithm, is that if I draw a line around it for Facebook and Instagram ads, what it will do is it'll give me, it'll show my ads to the right people. Because not only am I creating a content for those people, but it's going to show ads to the right people that will see those ads to begin with. So if I'm creating ads for couples for date night, I'm also drawing the circle around it. You don't even have to get anything specific anymore. It used to be like you have to, you want to mention that you're married, that you
yeah,
make
right,
sure that your
right.
ad is, no, your ads will be shown to people who like restaurants. There's no excuse for you anymore not to spend money on Facebook ads.
All right. So,
or Instagram ads.
So creating content is vital. And then utilizing that content on a platform like Facebook or
yeah,
Instagram
yeah.
so that it will be seen by people in whatever that geographical
right.
location is.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know,
you're saying $1 a day?
Well, $1 a day. It's a little more, it's a lot more expensive on TikTok TikTok is a completely different episode if you want to go there. But I do have some TikTok accounts that I'm working with. It's about $50 a day. You don't want to go there.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants are not willing to spend that much money, but for $1 a day you can do enormous amounts of outreach on the Facebook ads platform.
Now, one of the interesting things about Facebook, and you know this as well as, you know, because we deal in this medium a lot, average consumer out there has roughly 350 to 450 friends on Facebook.
Right.
But, it just slays me sometimes when I talk to businesses and they say, I said, what are you doing for, you know, generating business? Oh, well, we got a Facebook account.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many folks are there? Well, we've got, 900 followers.
Yeah.
I said, do you realize that's your universe?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's all you got.
Yeah.
And so why not expand that universe and utilize, because that message, whatever that content is, doesn't just go to their friends, but everyone in that geographical location.
And you mentioned 900 followers. Now, a fantastic, like, top of the line Facebook page that you follow is going to get about 5% engagement. So imagine if you're only reaching 5% of that 900 people to begin with.
Yep.
You need to start expanding that circle to reach more people, because right now you're only reaching, a handful. 50 to 100 people.
And then that engagement is another thing.
Right, right.
Because I do a presentation on, it's called 5 in 24, 5 things you can do in 24 hours or less to remanufacture your brand and sell more stuff. That's what the title of the thing is. And I show one of those issues where a restaurateur had a special evening prepared, and that ad or that piece of information was seen by 1,500 people.
Wow.
Okay? The response back, you positive, are you going? Oh, yeah, 100 people said they were going. Do you know how many showed up? 22.
Okay, perfect.
But.
Yeah.
But that's how that works.
But what is that 22 worth to you? Is that $50 a person? I mean, it's an enormous return on investment. Like, it's one of the cheapest ways you can possibly think of. If I had to do one thing today, I would encourage everybody to post things that are relevant to their business once a day. Asking people to come in to eat or whatever it is, or just telling people hi. Doesn't matter what it is. It can be goofy, but something that ties your brand into your personality and everything else. And then spending $1 per day on that post to last about 7 days. You're going to reach about 10 to 20 times more people than you currently
are. Amazing.
Only
stuff.
For about $300 bucks a month.
All right, final question for you. And we've talked about the cards. We've talked about reviews and content. Branding. Mm-hmm. So you also help businesses prepare a brand, or at least build on what they may think their brand is, but more importantly, what consumers say their brand is.
Right, right. Well, this is all based on sort of the Pareto principle, which is that 80-20 rule. 80-20 rule meaning 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers or 20% of your efforts. So you want to really maximize that 20% of your effort aimed around something that is very specific to your brand. So, for example, I mentioned date nights earlier. So the reason I focus a lot on that is because if somebody says, well, half of my business is groups of four or larger, the other half, couples. Right? And so what do couples do when they want to have more fun? They bring other couples with them. So I always focus on those couples because I want to make sure that I can really drill down to people. This is a great place for couples. So I'll have an ad where I have a video of two people sitting down to eat. And it goes through the whole process of what it means to come in and eat there. And then in the subsequent days, I might show those plates and then talk about, this couple shared this fajita platter. Or this couple came in and they had two margaritas. It only cost them $10. What a great cheap date night. These kinds of things. And each one of these things is $1 or $2 per day that I'm spending. And what you're doing is you're reaching out far more people than you ever would have. And you're drilling down exactly who you want to talk to.
Targeted. Yeah, yeah. It's no longer guesswork, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
This is good stuff. And it is good milkshake. Yes, we will have links to that. Phil, It's always, you know, and COVID happened.
Yeah.
It is always great to sit down and visit with you about marketing and advertising and reaching consumers and building brands and helping businesses become successful. That's what my business is about. That's what your business is about. I mean, come on.
Well, the
That's
thing
we
that I want to stress to everybody is that it's so much easier now than it used to be. You have your phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
You can reach thousands of people right now if you want to. And then you want to spend a couple bucks. That's it. A couple bucks a day, and you can reach everybody you ever wanted to reach to, to earn as much business as you can imagine. And it's amazing. I've been doing this for, 13 years now. People still aren't doing it right. It's amazing. And it's not that hard to do.
No, it's not hard to do, but it's, you know, we learned long ago. I said final question. I always feel like Columbo, you know. There's something
one more
else.
Thing.
Yeah, one more thing. So one of the things I think that is pretty amazing is all of these tools are at the disposal of any business that's out there. Mm-hmm. But to get them to actually pull the trigger and do it well and right is like pulling teeth.
Well, they've been burned so many times. A lot of businesses are just skeptical. They think that their customers speak for themselves, and they can sort of find them in any other way that they have in the past. And I don't know. I think people just don't know what they don't know.
Right.
Honestly, I think they
And that's why you're here, Phil. Thanks so much for spending so much time with us.
It was a pleasure.
The marketing mind of Phil K. James from Good Milkshake. And yes, we will have links to his website up on the radio blog. Simply amazing for any business. Plumbers, electricians, real estate experts, restaurants. What a great idea. And he is available to come work for you no matter where you happen to be. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Phil K. James, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.